Right now, yeah, it looks like it's a $1.2 trillion bill. Then there's another bill behind that reconciliation bill, $3.5 trillion. The big thing for me is the bill must go for infrastructure. It must go for roads and bridges and broadband. And there's some stuff in there, but there's also a lot of problems with the bill. Again, it's really pushing the agenda on electric vehicles and having electric charging stations at rest stops. And you think about that, electric charging station at rest stops. What happens to our convenience stores and our truck stops when you start going down that path? I believe in capitalism, and when you get rid of capitalism and you have government subsidizing and putting charging stations in rest stops, it just doesn't make sense. So we have a lot of issues with the bill. It looks like it's going to pass the U.S. Senate. Then it's going to come over to the House. But if it comes over to the House Speaker Pelosi wants to add $3.5 trillion to it for other issues, it will never get passed. So we're still working together with it. For myself, I'm doing everything I can to get biofuel initiatives in this bill, especially volume incentives. So we'll have to see how it plays out in the next 6 weeks.